Thank you, Dharini. May I now request Dr. V. Shankar, President of the Sabha, to deliver the welcome and keynote address.
Mala Sudam Kumbha Vibodha Mudra Vidya Virajata Karvari Jatam Apara Karunya Sudamburashim Sri Sharadamba Pranatosminityam. Seeking the benediction of Jagannmata Sharada Parameshwari, Vagdevi Saraswati, as she is being referred to, the repository of all that is culture, knowledge, tradition, wisdom, art, learning and fine art, I bow to her as I commence my address today. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you all to this pleasant and solemn function organized this evening to confer the 17th Sri Shanmukhananda National Eminence Award and to give away the Sangeeta Shiromani Awards to three young and promising artists to motivate them and enthuse them to greater levels of performance in the years ahead. At the turn of the 21st century, an institutional framework was given by the Sabha to acknowledge the contribution of artists to further the cause of fine arts. Time has indeed flown, and this award has come quite a distance. Several artists of repute, maestros of our time, the legends of our time, have been decorated with this award. The journey continues, and the tradition is being maintained. From times immemorial, art and fine arts have been encouraged by kings and courts of wisdom. With the demise of royalty, it fell on to the temples and devasomes to honor artists at their sanctum sanctorums in view of the sublimity and the divinity that is associated with the art form. With the democracy gaining currency, the need for an institutional framework arose to acknowledge the contribution of artists. That's where institutions like ours took a frontal lead and established mediums through which we could honor the artists. The Sri Shanmukhananda National Eminence Award is a step in that direction. The greatest wealth of this nation, my dear friends, is not the reserves of gold that we possess, the foreign exchange balances that we have, not even the gross domestic product, the GDP that we have, or the growth rate in GDP claiming to be the highest at 7.3 or 7.5% all over the globe at this point of time. It is none of these things. The gross happiness index, which is a function of any living being, as far as this country is concerned, the greatest asset of this country is the culture of this blessed land of ours. The word culture, my dear friends, is derived from the Latin word colore, which means to cultivate and to adore. Culture, therefore, is the cultivation of mind for love of ideals. The goal of culture is an integral vision of life, of self-knowledge and character. Culture is a manifestation of the creative conscious of a person, for without conscious, there is no culture. It is this culture that we are celebrating today. Indian classical music, my dear friends, has far more than an entertainment value. It has peace which passeth understanding. It has plenitude. From times immemorial, the rishis of the yore have described the beauty of the creation of the good Lord as Satyam, Shivam and Sundaram. To a mystic, to a sage, to a seer, he is able to appreciate and see the beauty of the creation with his naked eye. But to an artist whose vision is less expansive than that of a seer, he is only able to see patterns and sounds in the environment around him. It is these patterns and sounds that ultimately brings in him a sense of well-being that erupts into what is called as music. This joy is described in the scriptures as Brahmananda Sodara. It is this joy that pushes the artist to levels of performance whenever he takes a stage. And an artist is what he is only when he experiences this. But then for a person to experience the beauty of the creation, he should be able to realize himself. That is the purpose of life. Swaswarupana Bodha is how Adi Shankara described the purpose of life, that one has to realize oneself. Till you realize yourself, it is only through the medium of art, fine art, and all variations of art can we enjoy the beauty of creation. From Narada to Tumru, from Bharata to Jayadeva, from Purandaradasa to Annamacharya to Surdas to Tulsidas, then to the Trinity of Music, Indian classical music has chronicled the Hindu way of life. It is distinguished from music the world over by the element of bhakti that is interwoven into Indian classical music. India is deemed to be a pantheon of cultural efflorescence. From times immemorial, it has attracted foreigners from all over the globe, from all parts of the world, scholars, researchers who have come into this country because of the vibrancy of its culture, because of the class of the people that she is endowed and blessed with. Over the eons, she has cradled several saints, savants, poets, writers, mystics, musicians, who have in their own way contributed to the cultural advancement of this cultural fabric of this peninsula. In that long and distinguished line of people who have added to the, who have stamped their infinity and the thought and process of this nation and added to the reservoir of goodness of this blessed land of ours, comes Padma Vibhushan, Sarod Samrat, Ustad Amjad Ali Khan Sahib, the Utsava Murthy of today's function. Khan Sahib was born on the 9th of October 1945 in the princely state of Gwalior. He comes from the Bangush lineage. In fact, the sixth descendant in that lineage to have come, the tradition that has been carried over from his ancestors. In fact, it is to the credit of his ancestors that they had converted an ordinary musical instrument, Iranian instrument, rabab, into what you and I today are calling it as sarod. But it is to the credit of Khan Sahib that he has taken it beyond the shores of this country and globalized and internationalized and made and elevated this instrument to be a musical instrument of international repute. His father, Ustad Hafiz Ali Khan, was a musician in the royal court. The young boy was initiated into music under the direct descendants of Mia Tansen Sahib. If you get the descendants of Tansen Sahib to teach you, then you can understand that you will blossom very fast. At the young age of 12, he gave his first solo concert because he had blossomed by that time into maturity as an artist. It has never been looking back after he had given his first concert. When he composed and sang the tribute to Hong Kong on its liberation from the British yoke for the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra, that catapulted him to the international arena of musicians. He has been honored by several states of United States with honorary citizenship: Texas, Tennessee, Atlanta. There are plenty of them. He has been a fellow of the Sangeet Natak Academy. He has received the Tansen Award from the government of Madhya Pradesh. He was conferred the Padma Vibhushan in the year 2001. All these things sit very lightly on his shoulders. This is the centenary year celebration of Bharat Ratna M.S. Subbalakshmi. It is Subbalakshmi and the greatest ambassador, the cultural ambassador, and Ravi Shankar, who had carried music beyond the borders of this country and globalized Indian music. The grateful nation paid a tribute to both of them by conferring Bharat Ratna on them. The foremost ambassador of music today, at this time in history, is Ustad Amjad Ali Khan. I'm sure the corridors of power, which are in deep slumbers, will realize that 16 years have gone by since the second highest civilian award was given to this maestro. And if he is carrying on the tradition of Subbalakshmi and Ravi Shankar, it's time that he also gets the Bharat Ratna. Because that's the tradition that the government of India has set, that anyone who globalizes Indian music, he deserves the highest award of this country. I am sure our prayers are eternally there to ensure that the soonest he will receive the Bharat Ratna. The Catholicity of outlook of this artist is to be seen, to be believed. That's all what music is all about. Music knows no barriers, no language, no caste, no creed. He is the first North Indian musician to have performed in the Samadhi of Saint Tyagaraja at Thiruvayar. So it is this class of music and the message, the universality of music,
that he has been giving to you all these years from the time of his birth, 1957 onwards, that he has been doing only this thing, spreading the gospel of goodness all over through the music that he has. Rahul Deshpande comes from the illustrious family of Dr. Vasantrav Deshpande of the famed Patiala Gharana. He was always fascinated by the music of Kumar Gandharv and therefore started as a life mission to study Kumar Gandharv to get the essence of his music. If the Nirguni bhajans of Kumar Gandharv were still alive today, I think a good share of credit should be given to this young lad. Gayatri was inducted and initiated into music at a very young age, 11 years by her grandmother, when she took her by hand and took her to Suguna Purushottaman. Suguna Purushottaman was not her teacher. She was her mentor, philosopher, guide, inspirer, whatever you call it. And I think in the parlance of today, WhatsApp buddy. Even that title, Suguna enjoyed along with her. Suguna passed away in February 2015. I think she would have loved to have seen this day when her disciple is being given the Sangeeta Shiromani Award in this institution of ours. Sandeep Narayan, too, comes from a musical family. He was initiated into music by his mother at a very young age. Not only that, the interest that the boy developed in music, in the year 2006, his mother and he relocated to Chennai from America for good, so that he will pursue music as a full-time profession, a vocation, or a mission for himself. He married Radhe Jaggi, that great philosopher, Jaggi Vasudev's daughter, the only daughter of his. She also is a classical dancer. We have never breached the tradition of speaking other than the artists on an occasion like this when the awards are being given. But traditions and customs, I think, deserve to be broken if they are appropriate at any point of time when these are being done. This is the centenary year of Subbalakshmi, as I said. And this institution had the privilege of celebrating the centenary, not just for 1 year, it has been going on for 2 years. We breathe Subbalakshmi, we live Subbalakshmi. I think Subbalakshmi is Shanmukhanand. There is nothing there. But I thought for a moment on this day, let's take a pause from the Subbalakshmi of ours. And let's remember another Subbalakshmi who is adorning the stage today. She comes from the illustrious Barua family of Guwahati. Her father, a tea industrialist, was the lead actor in the very first film, Joymati, in Assam. The first film which ever came from northeastern part of the country, her father was the lead actor. Her uncle was a parliamentarian, is a gramophone artist of great repute. Her grandfather was the first exponent of classical music in northeastern part of the country during his living times. She did not lag behind. She also is an accomplished dancer. She came under the tutelage of the legendary Rukmini Devi Arundel of Kalashetra. In the year 1974, when Khan Sahib came to perform for Kala Sangam in the then Calcutta, now Kolkata, his eyes fell onto this lady. From 74, the relationship blossomed, and in the year 1976, it entered into wedlock. In 1985, she gave up her dancing for good, so that she can take care of Khan Sahib, his music, and that of the two children, Aman Ali and Ayan Ali, who have also been initiated into the Bangush lineage as the seventh descendants of that generation which has supported Sarod and made it what it is today. We not only welcome you, ma'am, we appreciate and acknowledge the artist in you. This is the Vyasapita today. There is a pole star sitting in the center, and there are stars which are adorning the sky. who in this audience will disagree with me when I say these are the best to receive the award at this point of time in history? Except in the case of Khan Sahib, it is belated. But it's never late to begin. So it starts from where we have started it today. Honor and shame from no condition arise. Act well your part. Therein the honor lies, says Pope John Paul VI. It is one thing to deserve an honor and not have it. And it is yet another thing to have it and not deserve it. Dignity lies not in possessing an honor, but deserving an honor, said Mark Twain. Each one of them deserve the honor that is being given to them. As far as Khan Sahib is concerned, it's a lifetime award. And it's a lifetime mission right from birth. Yasya niravasanti sarodavadyaha. One whose life breath is only sarod. He has lived his life till now, and the many more years that the Lord is going to give to him for the cause of Indian classical music, taking it as an harmonizer the world over. As I come to the end of my address, may the Jagannatha Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on him so that he lives long to perpetuate this art form, deep, impregnable all over the globe, so that it comes to stay wherever it is in any part of the globe. May the good Lord also shed his grace on these three young children who are in his company today. It will be difficult for them to realize that they are in the company of a Jambavan. Only when they go back tonight, they will realize that they were in such an exalted stage before such a supreme artist. May the good Lord also provide inspiration to them from this great artist, so that they too can one day come and occupy the stage at the place where he is sitting and receive the National Eminence Award from this. May the good Lord also shed his grace on all of us, so that we too can be partners in this journey of preserving, promoting and perpetuating this great virasat of this country. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.